No joking around. Yeah. So we're talking about the beginning of davening still. So I just wanted to say one very nice ha'ara pshat that in the tefillah that we say right after the brachas hashachar hamaver shena me'ena yisnu me'afapai. So you just say you woke up. You know, Hashem, you took the tiredness off my face, whatever. And then he said, "V'yiratzal mufanecha, Hashem elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, shetargileinu b'seirasecha." You should get us accustomed to learning, right? You should get us accustomed to Torah, to learning, whatever. So the question is, we just started. So the question is, why? Well, what's the connection? You know, the halacha is that let's mashal for shavuos or other times if you're up all night. So, if someone's being motzi you in this bracha of Hamaver Shena, you don't say Amen between Hamaver Shena and this Yiratzon, because it's one long bracha. That's why in all the Siddurim it's printed as one long bracha. I don't know if it's in this one.
Yeah, I think it does lead. It leads into it.
It leads in, right? Yeah, this one skipped it out. It is skipped down here. But this one has it like that. So why is that? So the Siddur Agros has a beautiful pshat. What is this thing? We're saying Yiratzon Mufanecha that Targileinu B'Seirasecha, get us accustomed to learning. What it says, because the way you start off your day, Hakol Holech Achar Haschol, everything goes by the start, by the beginning. So right after you wake up, you got to make a decision. What's going to be the focus of your day? What's the focus of my day? So if even before you get into davening, you could already get distracted. You know, I'm thinking about this, I'm going to try to do that. And then your whole davening is really just to try to like get to where you want to get to. So the first thing you say, right after you say, Hamaver Shena, which means to say, Hashem, I woke up, you took away my sleep. V'yiratzon mufanecha, that you should direct my day to learning, to Torah and mitzvahs. That's what it means. That Torah and mitzvahs, that should be the focus of my day. So I woke up, direct me to Torah and mitzvahs. And that way, the whole rest of the tefillah is, you know, is focused towards that. But that's the idea of this thing, is to focus on the beginning, on the start. So I thought that was a nice shot.
The Shapiro has the same house a little differently. By all the prophets, he answered Amen. Yeah, different lines.
Otherwise, it's not worth it to wake up.
Otherwise, you're not alive.
Yeah.
You can't be awake but not be alive.
Yeah.
Once you return to it, you're alive.
Right.
Then you can say
right. Then it's kedai. Then it's kedai to the waking up is kedai. It's not kedai the waking up if you didn't. Right. That's another kinach. Right. Right. The
A lot of people wake up and are not alive.
Well,
he says that's not why by the Sakhan. I don't know what the truth is. It's not that the Indian jealousy. It's not that the Nafi is showing the lift that I have a mitzvah tzitzis and I'm alive. I'm taking it and doing something to show that I'm alive. I should know that I'm alive. But I'm still a hybrid. It goes on the book of Barak as well.
Yeah. But we have a schus, like we said, Baruch Hashem. Okay, we wake up and we have what to accomplish with our day. You know, my Rebbeim always used to say the commercial that they always used to talk about that. I remember not always. I remember one Rebbeim was that used to say that that commercial for Folgers. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. So is that for a good? The best part of waking up, you know, all you have a cup of coffee, that's it, you accomplish your whole day. You know, the best part, you got your coffee, you can go back to sleep. The only problem is you can't fall asleep now, you had your coffee. So you gotta you take a decaf, right. So you go back to sleep, you know. So by us, fakir, the best part of waking up is that now you're up, now you can do Torah and mitzvahs. You know? What?
It's a big difference.
Right, exactly. So that's
it's more meaningful.
That's the whole point, right. That's what we were saying originally, that when we were talking about the brachas, that the whole brachas of anoisin lasech vivina is that we're focused. We have a focus, we have a goal, we have a koiches to accomplish. Fine. So going on, we mentioned very quickly some of the halachas of Pesukim de Zimra. I just want to go through a few of the points one more time. So first of all, Pesukim de Zimra, you're allowed to daven early if you have to. You can daven before Nates. Okay, so if you before Alos even, if you really have to, you could daven Pesukim de Zimra early. Now, like we said also, you're not allowed to speak from Baruch Sha'omar until after Yishtabach. You're not allowed to speak.
Well, some, after a land, really.
Right, but that's... Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, okay. Now, one thing that the Mishabruah discusses is that the tefillah of Ashrei, Chazal say, if you say Ashrei every day, you get a muftach lushu ben olam haba. He's muftach that he gets olam haba. So Ashrei is a very important part.
Three times.
What? Yeah. So if you say if twice maybe three. Oh, three times, yeah. If you say Ashrei every day, you're muftach lushu ben olam haba. So a lot of mefarshim, what's so great about Ashrei? But anyway, the point is, it's kedai to speak out to have the kavanah in Ashrei. It's very important. But the most important part of the Ashrei, I shouldn't say the most important part, but what it says is that the pasuk pasach es yadecha umasbi alachol chay rotzoin, which means Hashem, you open your hand to us umasbi alachol chay rotzoin, and you give sustenance to everything. So the halacha is, if you didn't have kavanah in that pasuk, you have to say it over again. But not only that, if you remembered after a few psukim later that you didn't have kavanah in that pasuk, you have to go back and finish, go straight from there and say the rest of the mizmor over again. So that means that you should really be paying attention when you get up to that pasuk, Paseach Esedecha. Now, from Paseach until the end of Asher. There's a shayla I saw, I mean, not that, again, you know. But if you didn't catch yourself until you're like way, you know, somewhere in the middle of Halukah, so what should you do? So Reb Moshe Feinstein learns up in the Mishnah Berurah that you should go back to Pesach Tzedek and say everything over again. But he himself says, Reb Moshe, you don't have to do that. You could just say from Pesach to the end of Ashrei and then continue where, from where you were holding. We see this Indian, it's not so poshut, you know, to this idea. You're really supposed to. And maybe that's why, you know, some people, you open your hand to symbolize, because that also is the fact that you have, yeah, exactly, it helps you have kavanah, although that doesn't always help, because you're so, that gufa is rote, you know? You know, like
you're not remembering to have kavanah, you're remembering to hold your hands out.
What?
If you're not remembering to have kavanah, you're not going to remember.
Or you're remembering to hold your hands out, but then you don't remember why. It's like you know, a guy's having this dream, and all of a sudden, someone punches him on his chest, and he realizes he's just in the middle of slachlanu, you know. So,
that's why he says that. That's why you say Aisa Shalom when you finish, because you went to Europe, you went to Israel, and then you came back safely. So you say Aisa Shalom.
Right. So anyway, the what we said last time, we said last time very quickly, so I just wanted to go over it again. But the halacha is that, first of all, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that the way a person says Pesukim de Zimra is for you.
Yeah.
The way a person says Pesukim de Zimra should be that every word is a coin, and it's like he's counting the coins. Meaning, a person should say it, you know, not rushing through it, saying the words. And Levur and Lamaisa, it's brought down halacha that it's taka better to say less with kavana than more without kavana. So toiv ma'at b'kavana, mehar b'shalo b'kavana. So Rav Yehutner used to say, nowadays the shayla is toiv ma'at b'loy kavana or habi b'loy kavana. It's like it's hard for us to even have kavana a little bit. But I remember my Rebbe Stern said that in Kelm, they used to spend 50 minutes on Pesukim de Zimra. So then, on Shabbos, they would also spend 50 minutes on Pesukim de Zimra. So they asked the altar, you know, what's that? So he said, we have to train the Brachim to daven quickly sometimes. So you know, we got to build that in. But you know, spending that much time, it's unbelievable if you think about it. But anyway. There's not really much. In Musakash and Ashkenazim don't.
It's the Kaddish.
Right, exactly. So they used to say about the Chazon Ish didn't officially, it was a big thing about learning Musar. You know, do you officially learn Musar? Don't you learn? And then the Chazon Ish said, someone wants to ask the Chazon Ish if he learns Musar. If he learns Musar. So he said, my Musar is my Pesukah de Zimra. Because a person pays attention to Pesukah de Zimra, it really inspires him for the rest of the tefillah. The Lavush says that if a person says Pesukah de Zimra properly, that itself is a block, takes away all the blocks to his tefillah, and then the Shemoneh Esrei will go straight up. So the biggest segula for the Shemoneh Esrei is to have a good Pesukah de Zimra, as opposed to coming in 5 minutes late. By the time you get a thousand tefillin, they're up to Yishtabach, and you glide right in there. You know, so then you know, your whole tefillah, besides that it's catch up, it's also you're missing out the seder how it's supposed to be.
Just going through it. Let's say the normal course of tefillah and not flying through it. You still don't have time to really fully comprehend.
Correct. Correct.
That's why you say you should say less with more kavana. You should say like Baruch Shamar and Ashrei.
Or come early.
Whatever, use your, you know,
right.
Ask your LOR, you know?
I saw Psak from Rav Shlomo Zalman. I think I may mention, Rav Shlomo Zalman says if there's a choice to go, if you have to leave at a certain time, it's a choice to go to a fast minion or a slow minion, but the slow minion you're going to have to leave early. So he says it's better to slow minion and leave early. But he says, interesting, but he says he should go tell the people that are in the minion why you're leaving early. because otherwise the other guys that don't have to leave early are going to start leaving early, you know. But okay, now one thing that we spoke about last time was that, and we went through very quickly, I didn't want to get anyone confused, but I think people know this anyway, so I don't want to spend too much time on it. But the idea is that the primary purpose of a minion, okay, what you meant, the primary purpose of a minion is for, the primary purpose of a minion is to daven Shemoneh Esrei together. All the other things that come with a minion are also good, but that's not the primary purpose, you know, so saying Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu and all these things that you only get with a minion are very good, but the primary purpose is to daven together with a minion. So therefore, if you come to a minion and late, or even on time, but you're going slow, and the only way for you to be able to daven with the minion is you're going to have to skip parts of Pesukah de Zimra, you're allowed to do that. So we said last week a little bit the hierarchy of what you skip. So what we said last week, you have to say Baruch Shomar, something in the middle, and Yishtabach, Baruch Shomar, Asher, Yishtabach, and then it goes in Bajorga from there, what you have time for, the Hallelukah is next.
You're better off saying Berachas Kriya Shema quickly in order to daven with the minion and say Shema and Shema Asher with them?
Then what?
Then slow and having Kavana.
The best thing is if you know that that's true, so come early.
No, but even if you come early, you still want to say it with the tzibur.
Oh, the Pesukah the
tzibur, you're good, but
the Pesukah Kriya Shema. No, so also because Kriya Shema, you should say it yourself then.
Better off saying it by yourself without a minion?
If you're going to miss Tzibur Tzibur, then yeah.
No, what I'm saying is if let's say
if you can't say about, if you can't say Birkas Kriya Shema properly, if you start with together with them, so then daven yourself.
I mean, you both start at the same time, but you need some more. You need three extra minutes, and then the guy that's davening for the Amid is really quick. You should say it slow to yourself.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh yeah?
Really?
How are you waking up then if your neshama's not there?
Interesting. What is that? That's interesting. So one thing now is very nogeya, the halachas of
sure.
The halachas.
It's like a sauna.
Oh, because we don't have the key. That's the problem.
Yeah, who has? Do you have the key?
The thing? It's in charge of. I'm a nobody.
Sometimes it's a nobody. Can we get the air conditioning on?
Nobody with the key is a somebody.
So,
I know.
So the halacha. That's brachas. Look at the zimra. Okay, Birkas Kriyashma is next. Okay, so Lemaisa, before we get to Birkas Kriyashma, Shema is the halacha that is the zman for Kriyashma. The zman for Kriyashma is you have to say it within the first 3 hours of the day. The way you calculate 3 hours is the machlokes. Okay, there's a well-known machlokes. The way you calculate hours in halacha is not 60 minutes. The way you calculate halacha hours is it's there's 1/12. Each hour is 1/12 of the daylight time. So in the summer, let's say you have 18 hours of daylight, right? Because the sunrise, let's say, is at 4 and sunset is at 8, right? That's 16 hours. Fine. So then an hour would be an hour and 20 minutes or whatever, 80 minutes an hour. So the way you work out, the way you make the cheshbon is that you divide the daylight hours by 12, that's a halachic hour, and then you add 3 hours, you know, 3 of those hours to the beginning of the day, and that's the end of the Zman Kriyat Shema. There's a big machlokes how to make this calculation. Okay? What I just said is the Vilna Goyin's pshat. This is the Vilna Goyin paskins like that from the Rishonim that you measure from sunrise to sunset. And you divide that into 12, and that's your hours. You add 3 hours to sunset, sunrise, and that's your time. The Magen Avraham is the first. It has a different calculation, which is you make the calculation from Alois HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochavim.
What is the Gra say?
Alois HaShachar is dawn.
Nates Tashkia.
Yeah, the Vilna Gaon says Nates Tashkia. Magen Avraham says Alois HaShachar. Till Tzeis HaKochavim. Now let's assume there's 72 minutes of both. So there's 72 minutes we spoke about before. Netz Hachama, Alos Hashachar is 72 minutes before the Netz Hachama, and Tzeis HaKochavim is 72 minutes after the Shkia. So it means according to the Magen Avraham, the day is 144 minutes longer. So if the day is 144 minutes later, so every hour is going to come out. Every hour is going to come out. What?
So 12 minutes, yeah. 12
minutes more. So every hour is going to come out 12 minutes longer. So that
it's
means
be 94 minute hours. So
now it comes out. You're starting according to the Magen Avraham. You start your zman 72 minutes earlier, but each hour is 12 minutes longer. So your zman ends up being 36 minutes earlier. So the Magen Avraham has a zman of. So if you look on the calendar, there's always two zmanim. There's the Vilna Goyin zman and the Magen Avraham zman. The Magen Avraham is the earlier. The Magen Avraham is the earlier zman.
Not really being machmer by going with the Gra.
No, here you're being Mako to go with the Gra.
Earlier?
No, the Gra is the later zman.
So then I'm saying, so you're not being machmer by going with the Magen Avraham.
Why not?
Because how are you being machmer? He holds like this, he holds like this. It's a matter of opinion. You go like him, you go like him.
Okay, the question is, are you going to wake up the extra 36 minutes earlier?
So that's called being machmer?
I guess so.
No, whoever you rub up. No, I don't know. If you hold the Gra, then you go like the Gra. Then you're not
the
being
point
machmer.
is that there's a shita that holds that Kriya Shema is 36 minutes earlier. So, Lemaisa, a lot of places can say you should be careful to say the Shema before the first Zman. Because you want to make that first Zman. Now, even if it's the second Zman, nowadays, the second Zman is like 9:10. So if you're davening Shabbos morning or anytime during the week after 9 o'clock, so you're not going to make the first Zman of Kriya Shema. Okay? Or the second, you're not going to make the Zman of Kriya Shema at all. So what do you do? What? So it's borderline if you're going to make it.
9:20. By the time you finish Pesukim to Zimra, you're already up to Baruch. You're not going to have time to say Kriya Shema.
I'm saying, so at the 9 o'clock minion.
So on Shabbos, you're not going to make it.
So what do you do? So, or maybe you will make it. It's borderline, right?
So you say it and come on.
So what do? You just say it earlier. But the problem is that you may want, it's much better to say Kriya Shema with the brachas, right? So what do you do? Do you say it beforehand to make sure you get it? Or, no, but I don't want to say it beforehand, before davening, because maybe I'm going to end up saying it during davening, and it's going to be with the brachas. It's always better to do a mitzvah with the brachas. So you're going to stay with the Baruch's name, but then if it's too late, you're going to end up missing it. So what do? You want to cover all your bases.
You don't want to say it twice. That's what you're getting at, right? You don't want to end up saying the Baruch's twice.
Well, you don't want to risk. You don't want to take any risk. You want, you know, you're trying to be extra from. The Zman is 9:37. It's more, I may make it in shul. But so should I say it earlier? I want to say it earlier because in case they don't make it, I don't want to miss it. But if I may say it earlier, then I'm going to miss the Zman. I'm going to miss saying it with the Baruch's. And you don't want to miss saying the Baruch's. So what do you do? So it's brought down. What you do is you say it before and you make a Tanai. You make a Tanai. What's a Tanai? Tanai is like this. If the Kriya
later, then
you yikes. Oh.
If you make it by this month later,
then you yikes. Very good. So this is the Tanai. You heard that in Tzvira Saimer and Matzah, all these other places. What's the Vart? That if the Kriya, when I say Shema later, I'm not going to make it, so then I want to be yotze with what I'm doing now. But if later I'm going to make the Zman, I want to be yotze with that one. And this one, it's just like I'm reading Pesukim.
So you say all three parashas earlier?
Yeah.
Whatever, like you say, yeah, Mekadesh,
right.
Barabim, but you say all three parashas.
And you could do that tonight. Well, you don't say the brachos before. Because you could be yotze Shema without the brachos. Right? So for example, let's say you want to be machmer, for example, on the first Zman. Right? You want to make sure you get to the first Zman. Right? But you're going to say the Shema with the brachos during the second Zman. So normally most people just rely on that. That's fine. But some people, you know, they're machmer on the first Zman. So what do? You make this tonight. If the real Zman is the second Zman, I'm being yotze then and I'm just reading the Pesukim now. If the real Zman is the first Zman, I'm being yotze now, and what I do later is, you know, just part of the Seder Tefillah. I'm not being yotze. That's like this shtickle. So this is a way to make sure you cover all your bases. Now there's this big machmir. I mean, I remember.
One second,
Right, but this with the Tanai, then you just cover all your bases. But the Tanai's a little, you know.
What if you know you're going to miss it later?
Tanai's recorded over here by Brisol Solanter. He's the one, he says this Tanai. In this sitter, over here, there's the Vilna Gross sitter. He says this Tanai business. Now, there's another very interesting thing coming into the what did I have in my notes here? Birkas Kriya Shema. Oh. It's like this. Is that, like this. Ask you a question. If the Zman of Kriya Shema is only after 3 hours, let's say the Zman Kriya Shema this week is 9:20. So you're going to say Shema before davening, and then you're davening, 9:20, Baruch Hu, and you start saying Baruch Atah Hashem, you say all the brachas leading up to Shema. Okay? Now, in Halacha, those brachas, what are they called? Birkas Kriya Shema. So I don't understand. It's after the Zman of Kriya Shema already. So how are you making the brachas? How do you make the brachas? If it's after the Zman of Kriya Shema, you can't be yotzi the mitzvah anymore. So it's
according to everybody.
According to everybody. It's 9:30 already. So now, the Zman was 9:20. So how are you saying brachas? Well, you don't say, bracha, you know, on Shavuos, you can't get up and say, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Tzon Al Netil Azulav. It's not the time for the mitzvah. By the way, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, saying Kriya Shema 1 minute late, this is muscle. If you say Kriya Shema 1 minute late, it's equivalent to eating matzah on Rosh. I think he says eating matzah on Rosh Hashanah. That's what he says.
Because you're not supposed to. On Rosh
Meaning you're doing a mitzvah. It's very nice, but it's something. It's not the time. If it's not the time, it's not the time. So say. So you said you did something that, you know, resembles a mitzvah, but don't think, oh, all the time, well, they're getting too technical. Okay, 3 hours, whatever, don't, you know, don't, why?
Well, you're not over anything if you say it out of the...
Okay, so the point is, just like it sounds pretty ridiculous to go ahead and eat Matzah and Roshana, it's just as ridiculous to say Shema 1 minute late. That's what Chaim Volozhiner writes over there. And people that get carried away with other things, he's not talking about sleeping late, he's talking about people get carried away with saying till whatever they're doing, if they don't have a Masura, I'm not coming to speak against other Masura. I'm just saying, because what he says is that they're not understanding that the details of how you do the mitzvah make a huge difference. It's not like, you know, too technical. But anyway, so that's okay. How do you say Birkas Kriya Shema after the Zman? So says the Ramban, you see from here a big yisoid, that the brachas that we call Birkas Kriya Shema, ask a better question. Why don't we say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvos Vitzvanu Likra Kriya Shema? That's not the bracha, right? So the Ramban says that the two brachas that we say before Kriya Shema and the one that we say after are not really, don't have anything to do with Kriya Shema, really. They have more to do with the tefillah than with the Kriya Shema. You're talking about that Hashem Yoitzer Or V'Yichoy Shech, the daylight came, you know, and then Hashem gave us the Torah, and then you talk about the Geula. That's really what you're talking about. It's nothing to do with Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema happens to have some of those ideas, so they put it in there. So the some hold that really, even though the Ikra Takana was to say the brachas with Kriya Shema, but the brachas are really independent. And therefore, halachically, the brachas have the same zman as Shmoneh Esrei. They don't have the same zman as Shema. So therefore, until 4 hours, which is the zman of Shmoneh Esrei, you could still daven and say the brachas of Kriya Shema.
But you're not yoytze the
zman. You're not yoytze the zman of Kriya Shema. No. No, well, you said the Kriya Shema before davening, we're saying.
You said
Kriya Shema beforehand, and then, and you know, you said Kriya Shema beforehand, and now the brachas you're allowed to say till the 4 hours. Now, some gedolim, very chashuv people, they're makpid taka, that not like what I'm saying, and they hold, and they want to go with other opinions that really Shema, to be fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, what's better? You take a lulav, and you don't say Asher Kedishan Mitzvah, so you don't make the bracha. So it's not as good of a mitzvah, obviously. It's a much better mitzvah if you say Asher Kedishan Mitzvah, it's on Al Netzil, it's a lulav, and then you take it. Right? The bracha with the mitzvah is much better than just doing the mitzvah. So some hold. What? Mitzvah what? Oh. Yeah, I guess that's part of it. Why do you make a bracha? You make a bracha to help you concentrate or whatever. The point is that the mitzvah is supposed to have the bracha with it. So there's some gedolim that are very makpid that they will only say Kriya Shema with the brachas. They want to be yotze Kriya Shema with the bracha. So I remember in camp, we davened late in the summer, and Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky came to camp with us, and it was Camp Dor Golden. So he came for a Shabbos, so he davened the whole davening before us, and then he just came and pretended he was davening, but he didn't really daven because he had davened already before, even though he could say Shema before davening and just daven the rest. But he wanted to dafka, you know, he holds that you have to say the Shema with the brachas in the right zman. So davened before. You know. So I had a... they have not wondered where the key is. I don't know, that's what he's saying. So
some people are learning so hard they don't even notice.
So the actually there was a story with my friend told me by Ramakil Kotler. So he he was in the bungalow colony, and the bungalow colony in the summer they daven Shabbos very early, and it was a time that you're not. It's really not lechatchila tied to disaster. No, in general they just daven tied to disaster, which means that it was, whatever they daven mincha too late and ma'ariv too early. It wasn't a, you know, the, and Rav Malkiel, and he was davening there. So one of my friends, who was learning in Lakewood, so he went over to him and he said, Rebbe, you know, why you're allowed to daven now? Like, what's the story? You're davening. He says, what, you think I was davening? It looked like I was davening? He said, okay, good. He said, what do you mean? Because I brought my son with me, and my son is young. I didn't know what to do. If I don't daven, so my son's not going to realize all my chshitas with the zman, and he's going to think you don't have to come to shul and you don't daven. So I didn't want him to think I wasn't davening, but then I didn't want to daven. So I pretend like I was davening, but if I fooled you, I probably fooled my son also. He's going to daven later at night. Whatever. Whichever one, right. But the point is, so Shmuel did the same thing, you know. But there are those shittas that hold that in order to be yoytze kriya shma, you're supposed to say it at the right time with the brachas. And not everyone holds like that. Basically, the bottom line is, the ideal situation is if you're diving in a place that's not going to make the zman, you should say kriya shma early. And if when you say kriya shma early, there's still a possibility that you will hit the zman, and you should make the, you know, you could get fancy and make this tonight. Yeah, that's one long bra. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about that for a minute. So you say Baruch Hu, and then there's two brachas. The bracha in the morning is, and the two brachas in the morning and the two brachas at night are the same exact structure, same idea. The first bracha is, in the morning we say Yoitzer Ar Uvarichah, Shechi created light. And what's the end of the bracha? Yoitzer Hama Oiros, means Hashem created the sun, the light, in the morning. So Yoitzer Ma'aris is the end of the first bracha. It's long. There's all this stuff in between. But we first start Yoitzer Ar Baruch Hashem, and then you end Yoitzer Ma'aris, and then in the morning we say Ava Rabba, and we talk about the Torah. And the night, it's the same thing if you think about it. Because at night, what we say, Hamariv Aravim, which means you brought the night. You didn't bring the day, but you brought the night. Okay? And Baruchat Hashem, Hamariv Aravim. And that's the first bracha. And the second bracha is Avas Olam, is also you talking about the Torah. So the question is, so that's why Kel Adon fits in. Because Kel Adon is a long piyut talking about how Hashem controls the stars and the moon and all these, you know, it's also about that. So the question is, so now you say a bracha about the daylight or the night or the daytime, the sun, and you make a bracha about the moon. And then all of a sudden, before Shema, you say a bracha about Torah. Ava Rabba talks about Lilmoid Olam Eid Lishma V'Lasos. So where does Torah come in over here? What does that have to do with anything? It's like, it doesn't seem to be in the... Why has that fit in? So the Maral says a beautiful pshat. Maral says, because just like we thank Hashem for the physical light that lights up the world, we have to ask thank Hashem for the spiritual light that lights up the world. And Torah, like you said, you could be alive, but you don't have. You could be awake, but you're not living. If there's only physical light, the world wouldn't be complete. So right after you mention the physical light, then Torah, because Torah is the spiritual light. That's the connection over there. And the Maral says also, by the way, this is also the pshat in the one of the mizmorim we say on Shabbos. We say Lamanatzeach Mizmor LaDavid, not Yancha Hashem. What's the other one? Hashemai Misaprim. Very good. Hashemai Misaprim Kfor Kel Masi Yodav Magir Hashemaim Yoim LiYoim Yabia Oimer. Which talks about the day. Hashemesh is like a chosin going, passing through the day. Talks about the sun. And then all of a sudden in the middle of the parak, Torah Hashem Tamima, Meshivas Nafesh, you talk about Torah, Mitzvah Hashem Bara. What is Torah coming? Same idea. Then you talk about how great Hashem created the world as the sun and the moon, the Mo'iris. But right after that, you go into explaining how great the Torah is, because that's explaining the physical, the spiritual light of the Bria. That's the idea of the two brachas. Okay. So anyway, the point is that you said it. Now, in middle over here, in case you never knew what was going on over here, it's hard to understand. I don't really know myself what's going on 100% because it's like Kabbalistic. But all in middle here, we say Kadosh, Kadosh, and Baruch, what's that? So what we're doing here is we're saying is that the Malachim are getting ready to say Kedusha. And this Reb Chaim Volozhiner says also in Nefesh HaChaim, is that you see from over here, an amazing thing, is that we control the Malachim. Because the Malachim cannot say Kedusha until we say Kedusha. Until we give them the Rishus to do it. So here we're not actually saying Kedusha, but we're describing what goes on in Shemaim at this hour is when all the Malachim... Now, halachically speaking, by the way, this you should say dafka with a minyan. Kadosh, Kadosh, because it's like Kedusha, you know, with the minyan. So he was asking, what happens if you get it? If you're with a shul in a minyan, and they're saying it, you're a little bit behind their head, that's okay. That's okay, because you're in shul with the minyan, even if you're not mamash right there. That's true also. It depends where in davening you're holding. But what happens if you're at home, if you're davening b'yechidus? Are you allowed to say this, Kadosh, Kadosh? It's a shaila. But Lamaisa, Mishabura says what you should do is you should read it like a pasuk, just in case, like a pasuk. So you do it with the trop. Because this is a pasuk in Nevi'im. Can I see the siddur for a second? And they don't have it in the siddur. In my siddur, they have the trop on the pasuk. So that when you, if you miss it, you could say it with the trop. So what does that mean? You say, like haftarah. Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos, Malach al Haaretz, Kivadosh. What? Okay.
I'll pick it anyway.
What? Oh, really?
Everyone's checking their keys.
Yeah, Alan, don't look. You're gonna report where soon. You're gonna report Barry.
They're gonna start charging the cola for health services because it gets hot enough. You're gonna be
Yeah, we should have. Yeah, that's what they have in Eretz Yisrael. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, and even in Lakewood, in one of the shuls, in the shtibel, what they have is like a soda machine. The AC goes by quarters. So you want to come in, have your own minion, put in a couple quarters, and the AC will run for you for an hour.
Interesting.
But that only works.
People want. There's just something wrong with this house. Supposedly they set it at 69, but now it's reading like 72, 73.
Right.
So.
Is that a good thermostat? Oh, whatever.
They're waiting for Andy.
That's
Mark
a great
Kelvin.
Idea. We're putting it
in. It's good, right?
We should do that for parking. We should do it for trash. No longer trash.
Parking is more. I'll pay more.
Exactly. Okay.
Sunbath.
We should use sunbath.
Okay. So that's the brachas of Kriyat Shema. Okay. So now you get up to Kriyat Shema. Now, we're not going to talk about if you're allowed to talk. You're not allowed to talk. What you're allowed to answer is very complicated. You know, if there's another minion next door. This is actually a very important question. What happens if there's another minion next door saying, you know, yeah, and you hear something in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema that you're not allowed to answer? So Shlomo Zalman says if it's clear that it's a different minion, you don't have to answer. You don't have to, like, you're sitting and learning or whatever, and they're saying, you know, you're in here, and then you hear Kedusha from the other room or whatever, you don't have to answer to that in general. If it's from a different...
You can.
Right, but it...
Rabbi Sharpman taught this yesterday morning. I remembered over 24 hours.
What did he talk about?
Just this.
Yeah, what did he say?
I remembered for over 24 hours.
Did I say the same thing?
Wow.
Yeah?
Wow. It's more than 24 hours. I still...
Very good.
Usually I remember he talked about it. What he said.
Okay, good. So,
talking about microphones, and you're sitting in a minion learning, and you're not part of the
microphones minion. In general. You say aumento microphone, you don't say aumento, right? So, okay, so now we got up to
part of the minion if you're
right. Okay, so we get up to Kriyashma. Okay, so Kriyashma, there's a lot of halachas, but just before we stop, the main thing Kriyashma is that before you start Kriyashma, you have to have two kavanas. You have to have two kavanas. What? One is that you're accepting upon yourself Omach Shemayim. Omach Shemayim means that I'm going to be directed, my direction in life is to do to Mekadoshim Shemayim, to do what Hashem wants for me. And that's the whole idea of Shema Yisrael is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That's why the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, even though it says, even though all it means is, yeah, you feel it. Technically speaking, the Pasuk Shema Yisrael just means Hear, O Israel, Hashem is one. So what does Hashem one have to do with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? The answer is because if Hashem is the only being in the Bria, then it's only His word that matters. So therefore, you're being mekabel that malchus. That's why Shema Yisrael is one of the pesukim in Malchus in Rosh Hashanah davening. We learn this Rosh Hashanah. Shema Yisrael, Hashem again, Hashem Echad. So that's one thing that I'm accepting upon myself. O Malchus Shemayim. The second thing is that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Because we paskin that mitzvah is shrichas kavana. That means that before you do a mitzvah, you have to have kavana. Now, normally, because it gets back to what we said in the beginning, normally, let's say, do I have a real kavana every morning I'm putting on tefillin to do the mitzvah? Well, yeah, because you said the bracha. So the bracha gives you that kavana that, okay, I'm doing a mitzvah now. But the problem with Shema, you don't say a bracha on Shema. Like we said, we don't say Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvos of Tzivanu to say Shema. So therefore, you have to be extra careful before you say Shema to have the kavana that I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of Shema. That's probably what they say over here. That's also. And there's a few other things. There's Avas Hashem, Yichud Hashem, and Zechir Sitzias Mitzrayim. All those things are also true. But I'm talking about right before you start, these are the main things. Like they say over here, this idea. Chavin Lekai Mitzvah Saseh Daraisa Shekriya Shema. Okay? That, to say Kriya Shema. So anyway, that's the Kavana. By the way, there's an interesting Shaila about the Zman of Kriyashma. We're saying this is Zman. You have to say it by the third hour. Does that mean you have to start by the third hour, or you have to say the whole thing by the third hour?
Start.
You say start?
Well, Shabbos morning, they keep announcing, Sof Zman Kriyashma is 9:23.
Right.
That means maybe Sof is more than just the end, that's the end, or you have to have it by the end.
You have to have it by the end. We paskin, you have to have it by the end. You have to say the whole thing by the end. You can't just start. It's a good shayla. So it's a good question. Shmonesh is also. So the Aruch HaShulchan asks a very interesting question. Questions like this. Tosfos says in Brachos that Bilam, the Gemara says that Bilam was able to calculate the moment in time every day that Hashem was angry, and he was calculating he was going to give them a klala during that moment. Okay, but the Gemara calculates that moment that Hashem is angry every day is like an eighth of a second. So Tosfos asks, it's very nice that Bilam was going to be able to calculate the second and give them a curse then. But what can he do already with an eighth of a second to get Klal Yisrael? What? Time is up. By the time you start, it's finished. So Taisi says, no, but as long as Bilam held that as long as you start in the Zman, then whatever you say afterwards is Nigrar, goes after the beginning of the Zman. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, so why isn't Kriyashma the same as Bilam's Klalos? That's his question. It's an interesting question to ask altogether. Well, what's a shaykhis? But that's what that's Aruch HaShulchan's question. But anyway, the halacha is you're supposed to say the whole thing during the Zman. All right? Fine.